Recording in progress.
Okay, Sethra, yesterday we discussed the shayla of doing a hefsek tahara during Beit HaShemashos. If you remember, the Rush had a line in the Ma'asa Asher Ya'asun, right in this like Kitzer Hilchos HaRush, the rest of the hefsek should dafka be done Bein HaShemashos, and the Beis Yosef jumps up and down and says like, what are you talking about, etc. That was the comment that the Beis Yosef had. We also yesterday spoke about whether the din of hefsek tahara is a din of d'oraisa, is a din of hefsek tahara a din d'rabbanan, meaning to say, can I assume that because you do not have a hargasha, so we know for sure that mayana sasam, because you didn't have a hargasha, we know that you're not bleeding, so maybe there's no need for a hefsek tahara at all. So just like a few points to make on this nekuda, and then we'll talk about that rush again a little bit more. Point one is that it's reasonable that if hefsek tahara is a din d'rabbanan, so then we could be more makel on this manim. As opposed to if you hold hefsek tahara is a din d'oraisa, so it's reasonable that we should have to be more machmer on this manim. I think that kind of obvious. The next ha'ara, which Sasha just made to me on the way up to this year, but I was planning on saying anyway, so haha. But the next ta'ara is that we had a discussion in Kuf Tzadi Beis about the dinim of Dam Chimud. That in Kuf Tzadi Beis, when it comes to Dam Chimud, so the Mechaber tells me that you really don't need a Hefsek Tahara by Dam Chimud. But the Shach writes that the minig is that we do a Hefsek Tahara by Dam Chimud. So it's not abundantly clear what this machlokas depends upon. It could be that maybe there's no need for hefsek tahara by dam chimud because dam chimud is not a ton of blood, so the assumption is that it's stopped already. As opposed to when you have mayana pasuach, then you need a hefsek tahara to ascertain that it's stopped. That could be the pshat. But alternatively, we could say that this depends on what we were discussing until now. Meaning to say that if the din of hefsek tahara is a din d'rabbanon, so one could argue that by a case of dinim d'rabbanon entirely, like dam chimud, Chazal never instituted a hefsek tahara. However, if you hold the hefsek tahara is a din d'oraisa, so then one could argue, or it's more reasonable to assume, that Chazal instituted a hefsek tahara by dam chimud. Of course, this would relate to other cases of drabbanon, like dam besulim and the like. That by dam besulim, one could also maintain that lechayre you don't need a hefsek tahara. That din we never found anywhere. Right, the mechaber, even though he writes that you do not need a hefsek tahara by dam chimud, the mechaber writes in Kuf Tzadi Gimel you do need a hefsek tahara by dam besulim. So the hesber that we gave of a d'oraisa versus d'rabbanon, I don't think bears out at least the das ha-mechaber. Mr. Morel, what is your rebuttal?
The rabbi himself doesn't give the hesber that it's a d'rabbanon. He just goes with the meaning.
Correct.
We shouldn't say with the rabbi.
But by dam besulim mechaber, it's not mayana pasuach also. Like, in other words, if we're right that the idea of hefsek tahara is because you had a lot of blood, it's mayana pasuach, you got to ascertain that it's stopped. So by dam besulim, right, why would you need a hefsek tahara at all?
Right.
So I'm not exactly sure how to put that together. I'm kind of raising it as an issue. Hi, Brian.
It also depends on what the explanation for dam besulim.
So if you hold that dam besulim is the achshash of dam nida, but even so, dam besulim, even according to that one rush, is a achshash that there's a little bit of dam nida mixed in, but it's not really, no one's going to say it's mayana basulah. No one's going to say that you're mamish bleeding. I think that's a reasonable approach. Okay, let's go weiter. The discussion that we had to assume the hefsek tahara is a din d'rabbanan was predicated on the fact, the basic mahalach was, not the Zichron Yosef, the basic mahalach is that it's predicated on the fact that you didn't have a hargasha, and because you don't have a hargasha, so lecha'ore, you don't really need to have sechtahara. Right? I don't have a hargasha, I know I'm not bleeding, so lecha'ore, that solves all issues in Judaism. It's worth noting that the Chavistas is awesome. The Chavistas writes at the beginning of our simon, it's an Os Gimel in the Chavistas. The Chavistas tainas that the entire din of Shiva Nekiyim and the entire din of Hefsik Tahara is not there for Dam Haba Bahargasha. If it's Dam Haba Bahargasha, so then you know there's no Hargasha. You don't have to ascertain that the Dam stopped. However, the Chavistas teaches me a Yesod, that you are so ser Zion Nekiyim with Dam Shaloba Hargasha. Dam Shaloba Hargasha messes up your Zion Nekiyim. Dam Shaloba Hargasha also means that you don't have a Hefsek Tahara. The Chavistas proves this because the Lashon of the Gemara of Zion Nekiyim is Shalotehe Tuma Mafsek Beinehem. And since we paskin at Makar Mekomotame, we paskin that the Chefza of Dam, as it were, is considered Tame. So therefore, even Dam Shelo Bahargosha will be Soser the Zayin Nekim. That's the Chavistas as Yesod. Now, I don't know where Reb Feivel doesn't point this out on page 287, where he asked this Kasha about there's no Hargosha. Right, so shouldn't that count as the hefsek, etc.? Right? Now we pointed out that his teretz, that maybe a hargasha on Yom Echad suffices, only makes sense according to the Trumas Hadeshen, that hargasha is psichas hamokar, but hargasha is zivas davar lach, l'cha'ira, it doesn't make sense, right? That's all we said yesterday. L'cha'ira, the easiest answer to how come you don't just pay attention and say, oh, there's no hargasha at all, and therefore that itself counts as a hefsek tahara, is because when it comes to Zayin Nekiyim, and l'cha'ora hefsek tahara is the same thing, dam shaloba hargasha will be sozer. So the mele, even though I'm paying the best attention, I'm mamish in deep meditation, I'm like focused entirely. I read Arya Kaplan's entire book on Jewish meditation just before. And I have mamish rikuz gamur. But it doesn't matter. Because dam shalai b'hargasha is sosir. That's the Chavistas' yesod, which is tremendous. Based on this yesod of the Chavistas, bala chadesh, that a woman who has a maka, a woman who has some sort of maka inside her, she can't be yotze hefsek tahara at all. She has a maka. No such thing as hefsek tahara, because there is dam. And whenever there is dam, there's tummy. It's dam maka. Well, maybe it's dam shalei b'hargasha. And therefore, tummy, atkan, the Chavistas. The Chavistas tainas that a maka that develops for emsa shiva nekiyim also means that you cannot have any sort of bedikah of shiva nekiyim, because dam shalei b'hargasha is going to be a problem. Any dam that comes out, even if it's dam maka, it's going to be a problem. That's what it says in the Chavistas. In the Pisrei Tshuva Oshei, he quotes the Chavistas, and he quotes that the Chassam Sofer is partially maskim to the Chavistas, but partially disagrees. The Chassam Sofer writes that by Hefsek Tahara, so the fact that Lo Hirgisha doesn't help. Because even though you don't feel that it's niftach makoira, but it's pasuach va'omeid, and you have to know shateida shenista makoira, and if you have a maka, you don't know shenista makoira, and therefore for hefsek tahara, when you have a maka, it doesn't help. But be'emtza zayin nekiyim, the Makka, Bemsa Zayin Nakim, the Chassam Sofer disagrees with the Chavis Das. And the Chassam Sofer holds that Bemsa Zayin Nakim, if you know you have a Makka, it can count as Nakim. Meaning, he's not going as far as the Chavis Das, who says that Dam Shelo Bahargosha is Soser Zayin Nakim. But he is saying that when it comes to Hefsek Tahara, if you have a Makka, you don't know for sure that it stopped bleeding. And therefore, when it comes to Hefsek Tahara, Dam Shelo Bahargosha, when you have a Makka, it's going to be a problem. A Makka is a problem by Hefsek Tahara. A Makka is not a problem by Zayin Nekiyim, according to the Chassam Sofer. According to Chavis Das, it's a problem in both cases. The Chavis Das notes that a Makka is even a problem. This is Mamash Arizadek Echidish in the Chavis Das. The Chavis Das Tainas, that if a woman has a Veses, and it's Yom Vesta, and she has a Makka, Tmeya. Because once you have a Veses, we assume Orach Bizman Lova, and we can't ascertain that it didn't come, because you have a Makka. And when you have a Makka, that Dam is Dam, that's a Chepta of Tumah, and that's going to mean that you don't have a clean Bedika, and that's going to mean that it is all problematic. That is a tremendous Chiddush of the Chavis Das. So Chavis Das, who we usually like, is very Machmir in this case. So what do you do? What do you do when the woman has a Makka? Mr. Kaufman in the back.
I don't know if we're going to mention this, but the first week you ate here on the whole, I guess that was Nida says, that Dam that comes out of Hargosha is not so serious.
The first Reb Kiva Eger in Hilchas Nida says that Dam Shaloi Bahargosha, I don't have Kuftei Gimel by us. What? I don't have Kuftei Gimel in my book. I'll have to look at it again. But I think most poskim assume that Dam Shaloi Bahargosha is not so ser. Most poskim assume that Dam Shaloi Bahargosha is not Dam at all. The Chavis Das assumes that Dam Shaloi Bahargosha is not so ser. And he bases his Yesod on the following idea. If you remember, we have two sources of the din of Hargasha. We have the Gezeres HaKosel Nun Zayin Mebeis, Bivsara, I should Hargish Bivsara. We have Nun Ches, the statement of Reb Akiva. We have a Nun Ches, the statement of Reb Akiva, that Dam Amir Rachman of Aloy Kasem. Why do you need both statements? So Zot the Chavis Das, I'll tell you why. Because when it comes to Bivsara, Ashatagish Bivsara, that's a din, that din of Bivsara is different than the din of Suffolk. If the Dam is a Suffolk, Taka, it's not even going to be Soser B'Zayin Nakiyim. But Dam Gomor, Shelo B'Hargosha, will be Soser. So that's why you need both Psukim or both dinim, says the Chavis Das. You have to read this Chavis Das. It's mamish, classic. Classic. Oh. Okay. So this is already, you pointed out that Reb Kiva Eger disagrees. The Pashtus that we spoke about is that there is a fundamental machlekes about how you know the din of Hargasha, whether without a Hargasha it's considered a Suffolk, or whether even if the Dam comes Vaday Migufa, Shelo B'Hargasha is going to be Tameh, but the Pashtus is, they don't seem to say this Chavis Das's distinction between Taharis and Labayla, but the din of Stira applies even if it is Tameh Metaharis also. Oh. Now, we've been mentioning, what do you do? What do you do when you have a Makka? It's not an uncommon thing, no? Women have an IUD put in. So usually they put in the IUD, Bimeitum Asa. Inevitably there's some Makka. What do you do? According to the Chavis Das, you don't have any Eitzah. Even the Chassam Sofer says you don't have any Eitzah of Hefsek Tahara. So what do you do? So it's not simple. Revival Cohen in the Bade HaShulchan Tainas on page Reish Peches, he says that maybe if I know for sure that there's a Makkah, for example, I do the Bedika, and every single time I do a Bedika, I see a dot in that exact same corner. So then I know for sure that the dam that comes out is a dam Makkah. It's very similar to what we had in Kufzadi Aleph, the famous Bedika of the Maharil. The Bedika of the Maharil is like you put a tube in and you put a piece of cotton at the bottom and you know for sure, right? So it's a similar idea. If you always find dam in the same makom, so it could be that that is a raya that you have a Makkah. Nonetheless, with five kolentinas, that you should still do bedikas, because doma dam makosas mishuna midam reiyasa, meaning I know the color that comes out from a Makkah. Right, I've always had this dot in the corner, so I know I have a Makkah, but I still have to do a bedika, because I'm not going to say, oh, I have a Makkah, everything is okay, because if the color is different, it won't be okay. So therefore, five kohentainas, you still should do a bedika. It happens just hachush me'ed, that dam maka tends to be pinkish, as opposed to dam nida, which tends to be a more ruddy reddish. Now, bizmanenu, we don't need to go through the entire rigmarole of doing a bedika many times and ascertaining that you have a makkah facing that corner. I'm not saying that we hold like the Taz, that ke'ev is dino ke'makkah, because the Chacham Tzvi disagree with that Taz, kayadua. But bizman hazeh, we have an institution in most communities, even in Haredi communities. Haredim are not into the position of yo'atzot halacha, but they are into the position of a buldeket. A buldeket tahara. A buldeket is usually a woman who's a gynecological nurse. And she has something called a speculum. And she looks inside. And she sees that you have a makkah. Once you see you have a makkah, oh, givaldik, I have a makkah. That proves I don't need to do the bedika all the time. I know for sure I have a makkah. And that lecha ora solves the problem. It happens that here in Washington Heights, Baruch Hashem, there's a woman, Zachor Osaletov, Debbie Klugman. I have sent women to Debbie Klugman at midnight. She's mamish at Sadekes. And she has looked at women, and she'll answer questions. She won't answer the Yoetzet in town, she'll only answer the rabbi, and she'll call up and she'll say, I see like a little bit of frishin over there. Usually, what she does to ascertain that it's a makkah is that she puts a Q-tip in to see if it will come up red, and then you know for sure there's a makkah. On a few occasions, she's told me that mamash is so red that she knows if she puts a Q-tip on into the woman, it's mamish going to cause her pain. So she's like, Rabbi, do I have to do it? I'm like, no. We I've heard from Rabbi Willig, etc. That's really not necessary. Now, one of the issues that comes up is when a woman went to the bodeket, and you know for sure that she has a makkah, is it kedai to still do a bedika? So Reb Chaim Cohen says yes, because maybe it's dam makasa mishuna midam re'iyasa. Rav Schechter has told me, and I believe in the Rabbi Sabalovsky book he has this also, I just didn't look at it this morning, that he feels it's not necessary. Sometimes if you have a woman that you know for sure has a makkah, makkahs could, you know for sure she has a makkah, so we recommend doing is that she goes to the bodeket checks her out, you start on hefsek tahara time. Let's say, like the case we gave yesterday, is that she's bleeding, Wednesday afternoon she's going to do a hefsek tahara, go to the bodeket Wednesday before it gets dark, that will count as a hefsek. Have the bodeket look again after dark in the speculum. It's like a difference of 3 minutes before Shkia and after Shkia. So then that will count B'diyeves, B'dika B'yoin Rishon, will count B'dikas Laila B'diyeved. We'll discuss that as we go on. And the Yom then B'yom Shvi'i, you go and you do another investigation. Rav Shechter has told me that he feels that a B'dika Ayidei, a cloth, is not as good as looking through a speculum. You look through a speculum, you manage to see the push, that she's not bleeding, so that L'cha'ora, that L'cha'ora is a better din than, what's it called? That L'cha'ora is a better din than the regular B'dika. I think that's on purpose. Mr. Ackerman.
Well, it's a little true to say that, but if you were to say that you would need to do a thing, even though you know that by then there is there's a mark on the body of Shulchan, when exactly would
you would do a bedika?
Both are in Hasatar and there is any kibbutz.
Well, yeah, I mean, again, usually we'd recommend minimizing the number of bedikas in these cases because it could be painful. Rabbi Posen, who's the Dayan here in Breuers, he has a recommendation for women who have a maka, which is that instead of putting a cloth on your finger and rotating, which can cause some pain, he recommends that you put the cloth inside and then you pet all of the areas so it doesn't cause so much pain. That's what Rabbi Posen. Rabbi Posen's a Talmud of the Minchas Yitzchak. I didn't ask if he got this idea from the Minchas Yitzchak. He's a big mumcha in Hilchos Nida, although he's very often completely different than what we do in here in our yeshiva. But like, he should have a Refuah Shlema and come back to the Heights. He's really Kedai to Shmuz with. He's Ma'amesh. He's a very special individual. I think he's like 96 already. Like, he's not a youngster. So let's...
In a case where she's not feeling any pain, I get why you would want to rely on Rav Shechter. I mean, also because it, like, statistically it gives you like a better sense, but is there not also something to the bedika per se?
Is there a mile to the bedika?
Or is it just about ascertaining knowledge?
I don't think there's any, again, what Rav Shechter said, there's no mile to the bedika at all. You look inside, you know she's not bleeding. There's no mile to bedika. Oftentimes, I mean, I had a woman who was giving me many bedika cloths, and every one had a dot right in the middle. Now that's already more complicated, no? Every bedika, usually if it's a maka, it's gonna be a maka min hatzdodim, right? Every dot is right in the middle, but the color is like pinkish. So after a while, I'm like, we gotta figure out what's going on here. So it turned out this one was mamish very firm, and she was doing her bedikas extremely deep. And she was rubbing up against the cervix when she did her bedika. And it caused a little bit of blood. So I remember Debbie Klugman said, like, tell her to be less firm, not to do the bedika so deep. And that will actually salvation. It took a while to figure this out. Like, this one was having difficulty becoming tahora. It was impacting on her fertility. Like, it wasn't pashut. Now, Baruch Hashem, she has like 5 children. That was the story over there. Let's go back to the Gemara, the Mishnah and the Gemara on Samech Chesamet Aleph. On Samech Chesamet Aleph, there's a discussion in the Mishnah about when it is that you do the bedikas. So we have, according to Rashi, there are 3 shitas in the Mishnah. Shita number 1 in the Mishnah is that if you do a bedika early in the morning on Yom Zayin, that helps. The sheet of Reb Yehuda in the Mishnah is that early in the morning never helps. You have to do the bedika min hamincha ulamayla. Shita number 3 in the Mishnah is the Chachamim. The Chachamim say, afilu b'shnayim l'nidasa, batka umatza tahayra, in the morning is good enough. So according to Rashi, and Rashi tells me beferish, Rashi in the Mishnah on Samaches writes, Shalosh machlokos bedavar. According to the Tanakhama, b'shvi'i, hudim etaharosa bedikas shachris, not b'sheni. According to Rabbi Yehuda, even by bedikas shvi'i, shachris doesn't help. You have to do bedika b'in ashmashis. According to Rabbanan Bas Roy, afilu b'sheni b'dikas shachris will help. The Gemara on Amid Beis tells me a story. The Gemara on Amid Beis says that Amir Rebbe Sha'altis Reb Yosi Reb Shimon Shayu Mahalchim Mederech Nida Shabbat Gata Yom Zayin Shachris Umatzah Toira. What's the din? So he said Becheskes Tahara Shishi Chamishi Revi Shlishi Sheni Mai Loishna Barishon Lo Sha'alti Vatiisi Shlo Sha'alti. Right? Meaning it's possible that even B'yayim Rishon B'dikas Shachris will help. And that would mean that according to Rashi, it's not that there are shalosh machlokos bedavar, but there are shtayim machlokos, but there are arba machlokos bedavar. According to Rashi, it could be, right? Rabbi Yehuda says, has to be minna mincha v'mayla. The first Tana holds only Yom Shvi'i. The position of the Chachonim in the Mishnah, the last Tana in the Mishnah, would say only Biyom, would say even Biyom Sheni Shachris helps. And then we have phantom position, Shalosh Sha'alti, we should say even Barishon, it would help a B'dika Shachris. The Tosis HaRosh, however, disagrees. Tosis HaRosh writes that he doesn't think Pirish Rashi, Gimel Machlokas B'davar, but Uperusho Ikatana Revi'i, B'gemar Ka'amar Afir Barishon, etc. Hilkach Nira, he says it's like not reasonable. There are four different shitas. Hilkach nira delake al tshrei tanoi, v'chachomim mefarshim mili de tanakama. In other words, the tanakama who says that b'zayin b'dikas shachris helps, it doesn't mean only zayin. It means even beis. And then the gemara is mefarish that maybe it doesn't even mean only beis. Ken zayin it means also aleph. But ostensibly, there's only two shitas according to the Tosfos HaRosh. Now, this is somewhat relevant in the perush of this Rosh, who writes in the Kitzer Hilchos Nida Shenahagu Bo Klal Yisrael. The Rosh says that you have to do the Bedika during Bein Hashmashas. So the Beis Yosef already says, like, Vas Epis Bein Hashmashas, right? Bein Hashmashas doesn't make sense, because Bein Hashmashas is Safek Yom Safek Laila, and you have to know that Wednesday, she stopped bleeding. So if you do the Bedika Bein Hashmashas, Ken Zayin she's bleeding already on Thursday, and Thursday can't count as a Yom Naki. But the Beis Yosef is, by the way, a more fundamental kasha. Why does the Rosh say Bein Hashmashas? Bein Hashmashas is the Shita of Reb Yehuda. L'cha'ora, we don't pass in like Reb Yehuda. So why on earth would we say Bein Hashmashas? That's the Beis Yosef's Kasha. So the Beis Yosef says, you know what? On the wrong page. The Beis Yosef says, well, maybe he makes a gezeira of all the days up to days 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. Meaning, according to the first Tana in the Mishnah, only on day 7 does B'dika Shachris help, because by day 7 already she's waning, the amount of dam that comes out is Polches V'Holech, it's like B'Shamay Dam, right? It's Polches V'Holech, so therefore, B'dikas Shachris will help the other days. B'dikas Shachris will not help the other days. It only helps B'yayim Zayin, but will make a gezeira of all the days up to Yom Zayin. Now, L'cha'ora, according to this opinion, the Rosh does not make sense according to Shita number 3 in the Mishnah, and according to Shita number 4 in the Gemara, certainly, because a B'dika Shachris always helps, why on earth should you need, why on earth should you make a Gezeira Atu Yom Zayin? Right? It doesn't make sense. Right? It only makes sense to make a Gezeira if you hold that on Sha'ar Yamim, on Beis Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Vav, you need a B'dika Samach Bein Hashmashas, and they can make a gezeira of all days are to that. The problem is that the Beis Yosef's pshat in the Rush only makes sense aliba de Rashi. Aliba de Tosis HaRush, it doesn't make any sense. Because according to Tosis HaRush, there's no machlokas. Meaning, the Tana Basra in the Mishnah, Tana number 3 in the Mishnah, and Tana number 4 in the Gemara, are just saying Perush on Tana number 1. In other words, there's no one who says that Bedikas Shachris does not help on days 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. If that's the case, so why on earth would you need Bedika, right, Bein Hashmashas, or Samach Bein Hashmashas? So it's a little unusual that the Beis Yosef is saying Pshat in the Rush when it's against the Tosis HaRush, but those of us who know a teeny bit about the history of Halacha realize this ain't so hard. Come on, the Tosis HaRush doesn't reflect the Rush's own opinion necessarily, and also, especially in the case like this, where he's telling me the Minig Shenahagu Bo Yisrael, so then that doesn't really make sense. Now, two other points here. The Goyin, Elijah Kramer of Vilna, 1720 to 1797. I only say that because I didn't turn to the page yet. So the Goyin in Ois Daled has a totally different mahalach. The Goyin in Ois Daled says that when the Mechaber paskins by us that the Bedikah should be Samach Lebein Hashmashes, that's because L'hachmir L'chatchila Kriv Yehuda B'masnisen. That's what the Goyin says. In other words, unlike the Beis Yosef, who's learning the Pshat in the Rush, that it's some sort of gezeira all the days up to Yom Zayin, right? The Goyin Tainas, that L'chatchila were machmir like Reb Yehuda. That's a little bit strange, that we have a Chumra L'chatchila for a Tana that we don't hold like. But that's the way the Goyin learns. That's the way the Goyin learns. Now, the position of Rabbi Yehuda itself requires a little bit of analysis, especially according to the Goyin, that were choshesh for Rabbi Yehuda al kopanim l'chatchila, because in the Mishnah, the lashon of Rabbi Yehuda is koshen lo hifrisha b'tahara min ha-mincha l'mayla, that you need the bedika to be min ha-mincha l'mayla, which mistama means mincha ketana, no? Rashi writes, not min ha-mincha l'mayla, Rashi writes, bein hashmashas. So which one is it? Which one is it? Is it min ha-mincha l'mayla, or is it bein hashmashas? These things are very different. So, the Beis Yosef is clearly saying bein hashmashas, but if you're choshish Reb Yehuda, who says that's the pshat? So I saw in the back of the Gemara, the Chidushim of the Radal. I have no idea why I was looking over here. But in the back of the Gemara, they have the Chidushim of Reb David Luria. No? The Radal. So Reb David Luria says that Min HaMincha Ulamayla might be Reb Yehuda L'Shitasai. Because in Mesechus Brachas, it's known that according to Reb Yehuda, you could daven Mayriv after Plag HaMincha. No? That's the sheet of Reb Yehuda. So Reb Yehuda himself holds that the Bedika is min ha-mincha ulamayla. But Rashi tells me not like Reb Yehuda, because we don't fully hold like Reb Yehuda. So Rashi writes, bein hashmashas, because we don't really hold like Reb Yehuda. That's the way the Radal learns. Now, if that's the case, so Hanir Lafi and the Estaiti, we see a tremendous thing from this Radal. Right? The Radal is saying that according to Rabbi Yehuda himself, you have to do the Bedika, right? Before it becomes halachically night, and night means Rabbi Yehuda, right? Plag HaMincha, no? That means, l'cha'ora, that you can't do a Bedika after you accept Shabbos. Because effectively, right, what I have lahalacha is I have a certain flexibility. Ovid Krib Yehuda Ovid, Ovid Kachachamim Ovid. Min ha-mincha l'mayla is a statement that if I'm going to be a Reb Yehuda Jew and I'm going to accept Shabbos early, so then I have to do my bedikah before that time. Or if I'm going to accept Wednesday early, right? If I die, right? Reb Yehuda is not saying you only by Shabbos. But whenever I decide to make it nighttime, and the Balei HaTosfos and Daf Beis and Brachos say that according to Reb Yehuda you could be Yotze Kriya Shema after Chag HaMincha, no? That means that you are making it nighttime. That L'cha'ora would mean, and we'll have to discuss this tomorrow, Yiras Hashem, that L'cha'ora means that when I arbitrarily decide that it is now the next day, I daven Ma'ariv early. Let's say something like that. Or the Kohol davens Ma'ariv early. I always wanted someone to like do a Chag HaMincha like Ma'ariv, like this time of year, you know, like at 3:15 except Shabbos. That'd be like so cool, no? But no one ever does that. But the point is that the discussion of the Trumas Hadeshen about can you do a Hefsek Tahara after you accept early Shabbos, or after you accept early Wednesday, according to what the Radal is saying, that's exactly what Rabbi Yehuda says, that once you accept Wednesday, once you make it nighttime for you, you cannot do a Hefsek Tahara anymore. And that's why he says it has to be Samach L'Mincha. Because Mincha, right, becomes nighttime, Rabbi Yehuda L'Shitasai, right? I think that's what emerges, that once it becomes nighttime, Hefsek Tahara does not work anymore. Yes, Brian.
I'm not sure if Rabbi Yehuda has been a mincha amal, it's objectively, halachically speaking, considered night. Not that it added out a connotation.
But I would say that, especially for the goyin, that I'm choshesh for Rabbi Yehuda, right, the halacha, but I'm not completely choshesh for Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, we know that we sometimes make Shabbos early, sometimes we don't. We have a choice. Do I do Rabbi Yehuda? I don't do Rabbi Yehuda. But if I'm doing Rabbi Yehuda, that l'cha'ora means, like Rabbi Yehuda says, that when I accept Shabbos, or I accept Wednesday, I daven Ma'ariv early, so it becomes nighttime, and I can't do Hefsek Tahara anymore. That's exactly what Rabbi Yehuda is saying. I'm choshesh Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is saying that you have to do the bedika samach l'mincha. Right?
So the person five kares if he does halacha after?
No, we pass him that by Tosefes. There's no onus.
Possibly you can split it up. It's very possible that even if you accept Shabbos early, it's still objectively nighttime only after Ben Hashmoshes.
Right, so you could say many things. In other words, you could say that when I accept Shabbos early, I'm only accepting malachos. I'm not accepting that becomes Saturday. Right? You could say it like that. It doesn't become Saturday when I accept Shabbos early. I want to talk about this tomorrow, God willing. I could also say, but according to Tosfos, when I accept Shabbos early, I accept Wednesday early, I could be Yotze Kriya Shema. That means it does become nighttime halachically.
Again, you can split it.
You're saying it becomes nighttime, but it's not Saturday. Again, and I could also split that maybe the dinim of Tosefes is only Tosefes Inui, which is a lashon of Sukkah Chotches, right? In other words, if you hold, like the Rambam says, so that Tosefes Menacher is only by Yom HaKippurim, it could be on Yom HaKippurim, it's only Tosefes for the Inuyim, but not for Malacha. And one could also argue, like the Levush, that I have a right to decide that Tosefes, I'm not going to smoke a cigarette, but I will cook. Right? I could play lots of games. Right? But that gets already. If you're a Lomdish Jew, so we mentioned, you know, your chasana can involve like many shluchim and kalafratzach areha. And if you're a Lomdish Jew also, you could have a great time with Tosefes Shabbos. Okay, guys, have a great day. Are guys up to the Trumas Hadeshen yet? Like, should I give share on Tuesday? Sometimes I don't say share on Tuesdays.
Well, to be honest, I think we need a little more time.
You need more time? If guys need more time.